Dear ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the financial results of the first quarter 2015 of the Nemetschek Group. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. As a reminder, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulties hearing the conference, please press star key followed by zero on your telephone for operator assistance. May I now hand you over to Ms. Zimmermann, who will lead you through this conference. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you, operator. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our conference call regarding the first quarter 2015. As always, we have prepared a short presentation with the most important figures and events of the last quarter. At the moment, we are currently having 15 participants in this call. Thank you, everybody, for your interest in Nemetschek. Now let's start with the presentation. I would like to hand over to Mr. Patrick Heider, who will lead you through the presentation. After the presentation, we will be happy to get your questions.
Thank you, Stephanie. Also from my side, a warm welcome to the financial results Q1 2015 of the Nemetschek Group. We proceed as normal with the highlights in Q1 2015, followed by facts and figures of our performance, and finally, the outlook for the remaining 2015. After the presentation, we invite you to a Q&A session and will be happy to answer your questions. Let's start with the overall highlights Q1 2015 for the Nemetschek Group. We had an excellent start in 2015. Revenues increased by 13.5% to 66.6 million euro, currency-adjusted growth of 25.1%. Our new member in the group, Bluebeam, outperformed in Q1 and contributed 10 million euro. Organic growth was high at 10.9%. Our international growth story continues. Revenues abroad increased by 41.6% to 43.4 million euro. That leads us to a share in revenues outside Germany at 65.2%, thereof Americas at 21%. Also, the domestic revenues increased nicely by 13.8% to 23.1 million euro. The further focus on internationalization gives us a higher footprint in the U.S. via organic growth and the Bluebeam acquisition. We managed to triple the revenues in the U.S. With our existing portfolio, we are happy to enter the entire structural U.S. market, supported by our Nemetschek Group rebranding for all brands in 2015. Software licenses with 41.4% and software services with 20.6% showed double-digit growth rate in Q1 2015. New customers and recurring revenues are secured. We are happy with the development of all brands, spotlighted the very good feedback we received on the main trade fair, BAU 2015 in Munich. Bluebeam is a perfect strategic fit to our portfolio and demonstrated strong development. Our 5D and open BIM competence is further strengthened. On slide three in our presentation, you can notice that profitability grew stronger than revenues in Q1 2015. EBITDA is up by 31.9% year-on-year and increased to 17.4 million euro. EBITDA is on a high level of 26.1%. Net income on group shares showed growth of 11.7% to 8.4 million euro and EPS of 0.87. Net income without PPA increased stronger by 22% to 10.2 million euro and EPS without PPA accordingly of 1.06 euro. Our cash and balance sheet structure is very solid. Cash and cash equivalents at 73.5 million euro. Net liquidity at 16.5 million euro. The equity ratio is at 48.9%. That gives us a leeway for further investments and acquisitions. Our AGM will take place on 20th of May 2015 in Munich. Main agenda points will be the dividend proposal, the share split, and the transformation to an SE. As a conclusion of the highlights, we see a strong Q1 in terms of organic, inorganic growth, and EBITDA development. This is an excellent basis for the whole fiscal year 2015. Turning to page four, we can see the strong revenue increase in Q1 2015 compared to the quarter before. Q1 2015 revenues increased by 13.5% to 66.6 million euro. The currency-adjusted growth rate is at 25.1%. Bluebeam contributed 10 million euro. The organic growth rate is high at 10.9% year-on-year. On page five, we can see how we accelerated our international growth. 65% of revenue share are already outside Germany, over 20% in the US. The home market developed nicely, and simultaneously we strengthen our market position in the very important and strategic US market. We see growth potential in all regions. Main focus of strategic activities is clearly in the US. Both software licenses and software services show double-digit growth rate in Q1 2015. Software licenses are up by 41.4% to €34.4 million. That means new customers wins and increasing customer base. Software services are up by 20.6% to €28.7 million. On page 7 of our presentation, we can see our strong EBITDA development in Q1 2015. EBITDA grew stronger than revenue and is up by 31.9% to €17.4 million, which is a margin of 26.1%. Further investments into internationalization, new customer segments, 5D competence, and strategic activities and corporations will follow in the upcoming quarters 2015. As already mentioned in the highlight part, the development of net income and EPS without PPA is up by 22% year on year. On page 9, we come to our segment overview. The design segment showed strong organic growth in Q1, coming from all regions and brands. The margin situation in the design segment improved again. In the build segment, Bluebeam drove growth with a contribution of €10 million. Q1 2015 with flat organic development as expected. The margin situation in the build segment is stable. In the managed segment, we had an accelerated growth rate in Q1 with 12%. The margin declined because of growth investment. Media and entertainment segment performed very strong in Q1 2015 with a growth rate of 29.9%. The margin is up to 49.7%, but the planned investment will follow and impact the margin. The cash flow situation on page 10 is very solid. The investing cash flow is influenced by an investment in a distribution network in Italy, the cash flow from financing activities by the repayment of the bank loan with €3 million. The net liquidity gives us a leeway for further investments. On the last slide of our presentation, we come to our optimistic outlook 2015. Our performance in Q1 2015, organically and inorganically via Bluebeam, were excellent. Market conditions are positive. Our strategic market positioning is unique. The areas of growth potential and investment are clearly defined. That means further internationalization with a focus to the US market, investments to strengthen our 5D competence, investments into strategic alliances and further acquisitions. We are happy to confirm our guidance, which is revenues of €262 to €269 million. That is a growth rate of 20 to 23%, and an EBITDA of €62 to €65 million. We are now happy to answer your question. Thank you very much for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speakers, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question is answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question comes from Mr. Lars Dannenberg, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. I will limit myself to just a few. Other operational income increased significantly to €2.2 million. What's part of that? And then if we go into the cash flow, which the operating one stayed nearly stable, what's the reason behind the biggest movers in other provisions, trade receivables and other liabilities? That's it so far.
Okay, I'm happy to answer your question. For the operating income, which were increased, we had currency gains. That was a one-time effect in Q1 2015 with €1.9 million. That's the major impact. And as you see and notice the operating cash flow, we see it as a closing date effect. There were a higher payment of accruals, so that was the main impact with €4.8 million. We paid the accruals because of higher dividends or higher bonus of the very successful 2015. but we see it leveling in the first half year. So we would come back then. We are not seeing an issue there, nothing. We see a positive development, and that was the main reason because of the higher accruals we paid out.
Okay, right. Yeah, no, okay, fits. Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you. The next question comes from Knut Woller, Baader Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for taking my questions. Regarding Bluebeam, you mentioned it added 10 million in the first quarter 2015. Can you remind me what the reported growth rate and the constant currency growth rate was for Bluebeam in Q1? And then secondly, you mentioned that you had 10.9% organic growth. I assume you still benefited from currency tailwind, for example, regarding Graphisoft and Vectorworks. So what was the currency adjusted organic growth rate? And then on multimedia, can you remind me, I think after the Q4 conference call, you mentioned that you benefited from Adobe. What was the impact from Adobe in Q1? And then just a follow-up lastly on last question regarding the cash flow. If I remember correctly, the operating cash flow lacked the EBITDA growth in 14, and we see it now repeating again in the first quarter. You highlighted the accruals. Were these in 2014 also accruals due to the better-than-expected development that you have seen in 2014? And in 2015, was it still impacted by 14, or did I not properly understand this? Thanks.
Okay, so I'm starting. We're starting with Bluebeam. With Bluebeam, as we said, and notice we see an outperformance in our guidance, because we told you that we expect them in the guidance growing at 30%, and we do see a higher growth rate of Bluebeam at the moment. They are almost near to the 40%, and obviously they have that impact coming from the major part of the US dollar, and they have that positive impact in, but that's not that high. So we see a lot. They are over guidance growing, so 30% we announced, but they are almost near to the 40%. And that was for Bluebeam. The organic growth rate, as you said, and we gave you the in the overall the currency adjusted impact on our overall performance was around 5%. But that was mainly coming from the inorganic part of Bluebeam. In the organic part, as you mentioned, there is slightly a difference between Graphisoft and Vectorworks, because as we already mentioned, Vectorworks is facing a price challenge, because as a dollar company, they invoicing, or a US dollar company, they are invoicing in US dollar in weakening countries like the yen and the Eurozone. That means they are facing a price challenge. But your question comes by the end of the day to the 10.9% organic growth. There we do not see, of course, not as a 5% impact on that one. So we are happy to see that we are reaching the upper level of the guidance, which is 6-9%. So we are around 8-9% in terms of organic growth. The multimedia impact you saw in the Adobe, or the questions, we already gave you the idea or the fact last quarter Q4, and we had an impact in Adobe of 350,000 in first quarter. And the other part of the very positive development was the very good release they brought out with a function they brought in, which is the feature, which is the motion tracker. So that was a very strong release they brought out to the market. So there are two main impacts in the top line growth of the media and entertainment segment, and that's Maxon. That was the Adobe with 350 and the very strong release with the feature motion tracker. So there we were really happy. And for the cash, the operating cash flow, that was in our perspective only the accruals thing. It's always a closing date effect. When we take into consideration the conversion rates we're managing in the last years, we had an extraordinary last year that was in the first quarter a kind of, extraordinary result. We had above, I think, 150%. So we are always in the range of 110, between 110 and 120. And we see exactly that development again. And as we said, we think that, or we're looking forward to see this effect leveling in the first half year, and we see it as a closing date effect.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for your questions.
Thank you. The next question comes from Mr. Andreas Wolf, Warburg Research. Your line is now open. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning, and thank you for the detailed presentation. So that leaves only a few questions. The first one is regarding Bluebeam. How is your internationalization, especially in Europe, going on here? That would be the first one. And then regarding the article that was in the Börsen-Zeitung yesterday, it sounds like an acquisition might take place in short notice. How should we think of this? And multiple-wise, should we expect something similar as it was with Bluebeam or probably at Nemetschek levels? So maybe you could provide some details on that. Thank you.
Yes, I appreciate your question. Thank you. For Bluebeam internationalization, we are happy that we already see very good sales effects and activities in Europe. For example, as we told you already in several discussions, that Bluebeam is very easy to internationalize. They only need to adapt the language part. They already running in 13 different languages, and the first target is to come to Europe via the Nordic countries. And for example, in Switzerland, we are reselling the Bluebeam license via Alba in Switzerland, and we already got good success, and they are already running and in place. In general, we can announce that the whole, let's say, integration phase is done. We are all only connecting them to our strong partners in Europe, to our market leadership in Europe. So yes, we do see already a success, and already success means by, of course, for us selling licenses. And yes, it's working out very good at the moment. For the acquisition part, as we already said, the two pillars of our growth will be strengthen further the organic growth, and the other part is the inorganic growth, as we always stated. And yes, we would like to go further into that activity, and we would be ready to go and continue in that way out of our healthy balance sheet structure and our debt ratio. We are ready to go. And if I would like to give you a kind of imagination of size, we would be ready to go for another Bluebeam size, which was $100 million, but only, as we always stated, when it takes part into our strategy and fits into our strategy in order to have a sustainable growth in the future. And that means the parameters like AEC industry, that means internationalization or technical factor, which is important. We preferable search and scan the markets at the moment in the U.S. But your question is something will be announced in the next days. I wouldn't say that in the next days, but we actively scanning with two different parts. We are asking our brands at the moment that they give us the ideas on the markets and in the regions what could be possible. And we are actively scanning from the Nemetschek AG holding company the markets. And there are some in the pipelines, but they are not in the funnel approach in the very end of discussion. So we would be happy to start right now and continue that way. But nothing which will be announced on next Monday.
Okay, great. And one follow-up, if I may. Your spendings or investments that you had on your agenda when you gave your guidance for this year seem to be at least behind schedule. So should we expect higher expenses in the upcoming quarters, or will it more or less depend on the subsidiaries and the opportunities and growth perspectives that these see ahead of them and consequently,
yeah,
they would decide how much they spend. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. We should expect in the next quarters higher expenses, especially in the area of 5D competence center, internationalization, and going to new customer segments like our media and entertainment segment. And there's nothing critical in behind, because one of the big investment will be personal expenses as a cost base. And as you know, personal expenses is not that easy nowadays to find the best people, what we would like to have. So there is a transfer which is not critical because of inactivity or something. So we are going further, and we are happy to see, or not happy, but we are going in the next quarters, we will see a margin impact in those areas. As we stated, this is why we are happy to keep the guidance.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We do have one more question. The next question comes from Knut Woller, Baader Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thank you again. Just a follow-up as a clarification regarding the positive currency impact. I'm not sure whether I understood the amount correctly. Was it 1.1 or 1.9 million in the first quarter in the other operating income?
Let me see. I'm going back to make it sure.
1.9. Thank you very much. That's already it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. We have one follow-up from Lars Dannenberg, Hauck & Aufhäuser. Please go ahead. Mr. Dannenberg, your line is now open. Please go ahead.
Yeah, my follow-up question would be also on FX. So what do you expect for the full year to be the impact of FX? So would it be 1.9 million for the every quarter now, or how much do you expect there? Thanks.
Well, that's a wonderful question. I'm really that might be really complicated, as you know, the markets are turning around and. I wouldn't give an idea about that one. We will manage it, and to be honest, every number I would give you at the moment would be not as competent and professional. So I would appreciate.
Okay. But to clarify, your guidance you have out in the market is based on the FX rate beginning of the year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for your question.
Thank you. There are no further questions from the audience.
So, thank you very much for listening. We are happy to have you next time in the call again and the personal discussions, and we are happy to give our very best to meet the guidance and see it very positive. Thank you very much. Have a nice day.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.